2010, Hyde Park Barracks was one of a group of convict sites placed on the World Heritage List by UNESCO. Built in the 1800s, their impact, and that of many other sites, is still felt today. They provided the forced convict labour that helped build modern Australia, but they also enabled the brutal dispossession of First Nations peoples. Each site has its own story, but our focus is this barracks and the men and women whose turbulent lives it touched. On your tour, you'll hear from them. Their words, though sometimes fictionalised, are, for the most part, based on real people and situations. Move into the next space. Like most convicts, your journey begins in a British court of law. The year is 1814. The entrance is to the left of the map. One room, two pictures. Charles Allen arrived in a colony controlled by the man in the large portrait, Major General Lachlan Macquarie, 5th Governor of New South Wales. Governor Macquarie had big plans for Sydney. To carry them out, he needed a large convict workforce. So in 1817, he ordered the construction of the Hyde Park Barracks to house them. His architect was the man in the smaller portrait, a convict, Francis Greenway. Macquarie left an impressive array of roads, towns, and public buildings. He believed that convicts could be reformed and that the colony had a prosperous future. However, during his tenure, the pace and violent impact of colonisation increased. Today, his is a mixed legacy, and for Aboriginal peoples, a deeply painful one. In the 1980s, when the barracks became a museum, the floors were removed. Everything was stripped back to reveal the original surfaces. You're travelling through layers of history. When you reach the top floor, you'll be able to see the original lime-washed brickwork, looking as it would have in the convict era. That's the end of our tour. Please return your device to the shop.